I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company opens their sixth season in September. Randy White's the founding artistic director. Randy, a half a dozen theater pieces, a special children's show for the 2011-2012 season. The first show actually fits nicely with IU's themester War and Peace.
This is the third year that we've partnered with the College of Arts and Sciences, and this year we've decided to do Arthur Miller's great American drama, actually his career-launching drama, All My Sons, about the Keller family and the fallout from the war and their experiences in the war. It launches our American Dream season. We're doing a whole season this year of American stories, which we're very excited about.
The second show, Red Hot Patriot, is based on the life of social commentator Molly Ivins, actually a classmate of George W.
Very famously called him Shrub. Molly Ivins is one of the people that I've admired a great deal. And so when I found out there was a play about her, I thought, what better town, what better place to do a story about Molly Ivins than Bloomington, where you're going to have some people who are going to love it and some people who aren't going to love Miss Ivins and her rather blunt style. So it's a very funny play. Diane Condrat is playing Molly Ivins. Martha Jacobs is going to be directing the show for us. I think it's going to be a killer, funny, and wonderful piece.
There are two musicals in the Cardinal season, and people who attended the Bloomington's 4th of July parade got a hint about what you're going to be doing for the holiday special. What, three dozen Annies parading along there?
Yeah, we had a Who Will Be Annie float, and we had about 30, 35 girls, and strangely, a couple of men put on some dresses, and it was very strange. Yeah, we actually won Best Walking Entry at the parade. It looks like it's going to be a really special family holiday musical for us this year.
Your season ender will be another musical by the country music star and really genius comedian Roger Miller, Big River.
I am a big Roger Miller fan. I love great country music. And this show, 1985, it won a Tony for Best Musical, Best Score, Best Book. And it's the story of Huckleberry Finn, set to music by Roger Miller. So it's a winner all the way around. It's one of my favorite pieces. This classic American story, classic American musical. And this piece has gospel, has a gospel choir in it, and it has a Cajun flair to it in pieces, and it has some of the great musical theater ballads that I've ever heard. He's got a great sense of melody. And I'm very excited. We're gonna be doing some things where we're taking it out of the Broadway sound and bringing it back to a more rootsy origin. I'm very excited about it.
There are two more shows.
Yes, Bill W. and Dr. Bob. It's a really heartwarming story about these two guys who, you know, were addicts and who found each other by accident and came to figure out a system whereby they could help each other and then apply it to other people, which, of course, has become the foundation of the AA and recovery movement.
Right.
Very important people.
And then the comedy Bachelorette.
Bachelorette was a huge hit in New York. It had nothing to do with the television show. Leslie Headland is a terrific young writer. And it's the story of four girls who went to school together. Only one of them gets invited to the wedding. The other two don't. It's a bad, bad mistake. And the night goes terribly wrong.
Randy White, he's the founding artistic director of the Cardinal Stage Company. They open their sixth season in September with the first successful play of Arthur Miller, and that's All My Sons. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.